I tried on a couple of different tops, not sure what to expect tonight. As I concentrated on what was coming, what had just passed became insignificant. Now that I was removed from Jasper's and Edward's influence, I began to make up for not being terrified before. I gave up quickly on choosing an outfit, throwing on an old flannel shirt and jeans, knowing I would be in my raincoat all night anyway. The phone rang and I sprinted downstairs to get it. There was only one voice I wanted to hear. Anything else would be a disappointment. But I knew that if he wanted to talk to me, he'd probably just materialize in my room. "Hello?" I asked, breathless.
"Bella, it's me," Jessica said.
"Oh, hey, Jess." I scrambled for a moment to come back down to reality. It felt like months rather than days since I'd spoken to Jess.
"How was the dance?"
"It was so much fun," Jessica gushed, needing no more invitation than that. She launched into a minute-by-minute account of the previous night. I mmmed and awed at the right places, but it wasn't easy to concentrate. Jessica, Mike, the dance, the school, they all seemed strangely irrelevant at the moment. My eyes kept flashing to the window, trying to judge the degree of light behind the heavy clouds.
"Did you hear what I said, Bella?" Jess asked, irritated.
"I'm sorry, what?"
"I said Mike kissed me. Can you believe it?"